Tim McGraw likes to, he's got an unusual hobby.
One of my favorite things in the world to do is spearfish. Any chance I get to spearfish, I spearfish. And I do it free dive with an old-fashioned pole spear. And I haven't been able to do it in a while, but that's right at the top of my list of one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, my wife right now is like, oh, that's so hot.
Spearfishing?
I'm sure he does it with his shirt off too, ladies.
Can I say this? Let me ask you this question, Steve. Are you as abnormally afraid of like open waters as I am?
No, not really. Like, I love the cruise that we go on.
I can only get in water if I can see the bottom.
Well, okay, there's two ways to look at that. Number one, if I'm on a boat and I'm looking, or a vessel and I'm looking at the vast ocean or sea, that's fine.
But you're right. I love a boat day.
I don't want to be in it because I don't know what's underneath my feet.
Bingo.
Yes.
Bingo. The ocean, lakes, rivers, none of it. I'll get in a pool all day long, but you're not getting me in the open waters, do like spearfishing, scuba diving. The bravest I ever was, I was on a family vacation to Mexico, and I went snorkeling, and there was like little just itty-bitty fishes, right? Like they're harmless fish, and like I was still scared to death because those fish were around me and stuff. I just, good for Tim McGraw, not good for Ryan.
Yeah, scuba diving is good. I've done snuba, which is a combination of snorkeling and scuba diving.
Yeah.
Where you just have the helmet on. I've also done the snorkeling and all that stuff. That's great. You're right. When you see the bottom, all good.
Yeah.
When you don't see the bottom, that's a problem.
Every time I get in the water, I can't see the. I think that there's going to be an invisible shark. There's going to be something like. I've watched that River Monsters show on Animal Planet before. Yeah.
The Loch Ness Monster is going to come out of the Rock River and bite you. I get it.
Or the Rock Ness Monster.
Yeah. Or maybe a dishwasher, something on the bottom.